Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning. Pay your
bills. Now listen to this. Oh, we're paying your bills with a little twist today.
Really?
You have a chance to double one of your bills.
But
only if you feel like a gambler today. We'll give you the details as soon as you call in. We have three names here. We call them out twice a day at the same time every day. At this time and an hour from now, Monday through Friday. And you can sign up to get your bills paid at KidNation.com.
Okay, what are those names?
Let's get to the names, Big Al. Mac?
Yep.
Kathleen Irving, Holly Lagasse, Kramer Woodard, Holly Lagasse, Kathleen Irving. You have 10 minutes to call us back. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You might even get a bill doubled.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
Double your money.
Like we said, there was a lot of things that went on over the weekend.
Yeah.
The NBA playoffs are going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not what's happening on the court that's grabbing the headlines, even though it should be, because we had some great games over the weekend.
Oh, right? My gosh. Watching the Mavs playoff game, I was by myself watching the entire NBA game on my couch until the very last second.
Until then?
Yeah, we had a buzzer beater.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Oh, okay.
But then I'm alone, and I'm like,
oh, I see,
with
I
the
see.
Crowd, like,
yeah, yeah.
Jumping up. Like, I'm all by myself in my living room.
Yeah. No, the thing that's catching headlines is the owner of the LA Clippers.
Yeah.
Don Sterling. If you haven't heard,
he's a racist.
He's been known to be walking the very thin line of racism in the past.
The racist line.
No, yeah. I think he's on the island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has completely jumped over that line because his girlfriend recorded him and gave the recordings to TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
she says she did not, right?
No, she did.
She admits she did now?
Yeah, she did. She's saying TMZ's reporting this as a few hours ago. She has more than 100 hours of recordings of him. It all started because he was very angry that she constantly posted photos with African-American athletes like, you know, Magic Johnson and whoever, and said, you know, so he said some things along the lines of, you know, he doesn't want.
And it should be noted, just in case you haven't heard this story, that she is half black. She's,
yeah.
Was it Korean?
Half black, half Mexican.
Mexican and half black.
Right,
She had a. She posted a picture up with Magic Johnson, who's one of the greatest basketball players of all time, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Sterling didn't want her advertising the fact that she hangs out with black people.
You don't have to have yourself with walking with black people. You don't have to. If you want to, do it.
I saw someone I admire. I admire Magic Johnson.
Okay, good.
And I took a picture with someone I admire.
Good.
And he happens to be black, and I'm sorry.
I think it's nice that you admire him. I know him well, and he should be admired. And I'm just saying, it's too bad you can't admire him privately. And during your entire life, your whole life, admire him. Bring him here. Feed him. Him. I don't care. You could do anything. But don't put him on an Instagram so the world has to see it, so they have to call me. And don't bring him into my games, okay?
By the way, this guy employs a lot of African-American players.
He owns the Clippers.
He owns the Clippers.
Why don't you manage a hockey team?
Yeah,
there you go.
Maybe manage a tennis player.
No, you don't manage anything. You know, when I first heard this, like a dude told me this, I guess it was Saturday during the day, and I hadn't heard it. And he just rattled it off. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I went and looked at it, and I was so mad. I was so upset there for a minute, and my immediate gut reaction was, if I'm an L.A. Clipper, and I think I posted this on Facebook, if I'm an L.A. Clipper, I do not dribble a basketball for this guy one more time. That's how hot I was.
Well, that's like, the problem.
There's a line you're walking, though.
That was my knee-jerk reaction.
But they've worked very hard to get to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
So.
These players worked incredibly hard their entire lives to get to where they're at today.
Yeah.
They just so happen to play for this horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's fans that they're playing for.
Sure. Like I said, that was my knee-jerk reaction.
And you got to remember this. Unfortunately, Don Sterling is going to be a billionaire no matter what we do.
Mm. Being an idiot is not illegal.
It's not illegal. But unfortunately, this guy is going to be a billionaire, and he's going to be a billionaire tomorrow and next week and the week after that, and there's nothing we can do about it. He's 80 years old. He's going to die a billionaire.
Sure.
So
This is what's interesting, though. It's like she knew she was planning this, and what she is. Why did she tape 100 hours? She has 100 hours of tape conversations
because
with
she
this
knows
guy.
She's getting ready to walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she told her sugar daddy, mm-hmm. so she has to have enough fodder,
right,
to sell or blackmail.
Well,
him.
This is the thing. She told friends that her boyfriend actually wanted her to record him, and he knew he was being recorded all this time, partly because he frequently forgot what he said, and the tapes refreshed his memory. That's her story, and this is interesting. On her Instagram page, she constantly tagged photos with hashtag Random House and hashtag Simon & Schuster, both large book publishing companies. And sources say she's in the process of writing a book about life, but insists it's not about struggling.
What, being a kept woman?
Mm-hmm.
Tips and a how-to guy?
A Bentley.
And now the latest is, this guy's married, is
he's,
the thing. This
he's
is,
80
this
years
is,
old,
is,
right?
This, yeah, this is his young trophy girlfriend. Yeah, he is married and never got divorced. And now the wife is so embarrassed. She's filed a lawsuit because she claims that this young girl stole $1.8 million from her husband, and that's money she
change.
Should have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, is she probably knew he was seeing other... This is the thing. They have agreement. I'm telling you, this is what happens.
In Hollywood.
Kelly knows.
They have agreements.
Kelly Rant, number
as
two.
As long as you don't embarrass me. And now that she's known about this girl, he takes her to games
sure.
all the time.
Yeah.
But now that she's embarrassed, now suddenly she has to play the scorned wife and wants her money back because she's embarrassed.
And the thing is, she's mixed.
So, yeah.
Sterling kept telling his girlfriend it was okay to do whatever she wanted with black people.
Just don't embarrass me in public.
Just keep it to yourself. What?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you and you're not me. You're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
I'm a mixed girl.
Okay.
You want me to have hate towards black people?
I don't want you to have hate. That's what people do. They turn things around. I want you to love them privately. In your whole life, every day you could be with them, every single day of your life.
But why, not in public?
But why publicize it on the Instagram and why bring it to my games?
My goodness.
But this is the funny, to me, the funny part is her on the recordings. Where she, I don't think he knew he was being recorded. I think that's
I don't
a bunch
think so
of
either.
BS.
I don't think so either.
She knew. So she has to be.
She's poking.
Why do you have such hate?
Oh, yeah, she's poking.
And why?
She's poking
you, then she goes on, and you are Jewish, and you can, you know, think about that. She's like, because she knows she's going to be her. That's just what gets me.
She's got
she
dollar
sets herself
signs.
Up.
Yeah.
She has been a paid mistress. She's been a paid whore for hit this
they're
man.
They're both bad
and
people.
Now she's turning the tables on and trying to make herself look good.
Because you, as a mistress, are with a married man, so
Please.
You're a horrible person.
And she's what? She drives.
Taking his money.
She has like a multi-million-dollar apartment he bought for her. Bentleys, there's like several cars.
Yeah.
She shows up, she's flagrantly his mistress, and now she's going to try to be superior to him.
Well, here are Dawn Sterling.
She's just as guilty.
She's not a racist, but she is guilty of other sins.
I better not catch her on the news crying.
She ain't no hero.
She better not be crying one bit.
It's interesting, yeah, because LeBron, you know, it's interesting seeing the black NBA players from opposing teams, you know, tweet about this.
Right.
Even though they're in the middle of playing games.
Yeah,
LeBron
sure.
said, like, if I were the Clippers, I would just remove myself from the playoffs. It's like, really, LeBron, would you really do that?
Well, again,
game?
I think that was the knee-jerk reaction. So Magic Johnson kind of calmed me down. I'm sorry. Magic Johnson kind of calmed me down.
He was the one that started this whole rant. It was this picture that sent the whole thing spiraling, right?
He's the one in the picture, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Magic Johnson had to say about Sterling's comments.
I believe that once Commissioner Silver, you know, does all his due diligence, get all the information, gather the information. He's got to come down hard. He shouldn't own a team anymore. And he should stand up and say, I don't want to own a team anymore, especially when you have African-Americans renting his apartments, coming to the games and playing for him and coaching for him. This is bad for everybody.
Yeah.
And yesterday when the Clippers played, they didn't sit out the game. Again, that would be unfair to the fans.
Yeah.
That would be unfair to how hard they worked. Don't let this man's idiot comments get in the way of what your goals are.
Any goals are to win the playoffs.
Your goals are to win the playoffs.
What do they
do? They have jobs to do.
They just wore their jerseys inside out for the national anthem.
When they went to warm up, because you know, NBA wouldn't allow them to wear their jerseys inside out, but when they went to warm up, they took their shirts off and they threw them in the center of the court. Mm-hmm. And they were just wearing their
red
Clippers
t-shirt.
Shirts inside out. So it just looked like a red shirt.
I mean, they had to do something, I guess. I mean, I was...
Well, they
I
lost.
Was trying to
and
put
they lost.
Myself...
Absolutely.
You know, and they lost.
Their coach is African-American.
Do you think they is
they
it
are African American?
Most of their players are African American.
Is it outside the realm of possibility? Do you think they purposely lost?
No.
I don't know.
I just think
I know their game. They're rattled. Their head's not
there's
completely
so much,
there.
So much distraction. They're not playing. They're playing in Golden
But the country
State.
Can't get behind the team now.
No,
if
you
they
can't
make it to the final.
You can't. It's such, it's,
can't. You can't. I mean, can't you?
You can't clear.
Don't you, you feel
well,
bad?
You can, for, you can cheer for the team and not cheer for the owner,
right?
But it's still you're cheering for.
It's his team, and he's making the money.
That's owned by this dude.
And is it as easy to say you just can't own the franchise anymore? Is it that easy just to find somebody else to own the team? I don't know
well,
the business
would,
end of it.
The commissioner would have to come in and say you are banned from the NBA.
They will.
So what would happen to the owner's
banned? He would have to sell it.
Is it just that easy to find somebody to buy it? Is what I'm saying.
No,
it's not
no,
that simple.
You gotta let them into the NBA. So they would have to find an owner that they would allow to be welcomed
exactly.
into the NBA. So it's tough.
It's
yeah, it's a
more
process.
Way complicated than just you can't own the team anymore.
Right.
It has to be voted on by other owners. There's so many things that have to happen.
Yeah.
But
and you know, he's like, and Annie's owns a lot of property. Back in 2009, he had to pay almost $3 million in the settlement. Because he discriminated against African Americans, Hispanics, and families with children at a bunch of apartment complexes he owns around L.A.
Yeah,
right. I don't know how you get fired up to go play and make money for this dude after you've heard this.
You can't. That's why they lost.
I don't know. I can't wrap my brain around that for some reason.
In their mind.
Yeah,
it's just so weird to me. The thing I can't wrap my brain around is you have such a problem with black people, but you're dating a girl who is black
of
and
color.
Mexican, and this doesn't make. That
he wants to be in
jive.
Control. I was just telling.
But he says he doesn't
is...
care about it in private. He just don't publicly do it because in public,
because
my friends are calling me and you're embarrassing me because my friends are giving me a
my
hard time.
My racist friends. Here, listen to these comments. These are the most damning comments made by Don Sterling.
Do you know that you have a whole team that's black that plays for you?
You just do. I don't. I support them and give them food and clothes. And cars and houses. Who gives it to them? Does someone else give it to them? Do I know that I have? Who makes the game? Do I make the game or do they make the game? And is there 30 owners that create the league?
I'm not going to bring any black people to the stadium.
Well, is it easy to say that?
I would never ask anyone not to bring someone based on race. It's like saying, like, let's just persecute and kill all of the Jews.
Oh, it's the same thing, right?
Well, isn't it wrong? Wasn't it wrong then with the Holocaust? And you're Jewish. You understand
you're
discrimination.
You're really a mental case.
I hope that every single...
I'm going to try to sound as intelligent as possible because I know I am being recorded right now and you do not.
Man. I hope every single person in the Staples Center is black for the game. It's just all black people at the game.
It's almost funny. I mean, I was listening to this guy. I'm like, but it's out there.
And he's an idiot.
I would like to know.
She put up with it as long, you know, I guess the money train was coming to an end. Mm-hmm. And she thought, what was her motivation?
Get paid. I mean, her motivation this whole time is to get paid.
The whole time. Why would you be sucking face with that old ugly man?
I would like to know.
This for money.
If you're a racist person listening to us right now, and admittedly, a racist person.
Okay, where are you?
When you see this guy, when you hear this guy talk, does that validate how you feel as a racist, or does that make you embarrassed? Like, oh wow, I didn't realize I'm kind of a racist. That's really a stupid point of view. I mean, I don't know if a person would feel secure enough to call us up if they're a racist, and let me know. I really would like to talk.
Do you think that a lot of people maybe don't realize they're racist? Or have racist thoughts until they're put in a position like, you know, some of my best friends are black people, da-da-da, and I work with black people, have a great time, until your daughter brings home a black boyfriend.
Right.
And then suddenly it wakens things in you that you didn't even know were there.
I've been in relationships like that. I've been in relationships where a girl had to break up with me because I was black.
Okay.
And her parents might not go to the NAACP meeting and say, I don't like black people, but they would tell her daughter, don't date a black guy.
I guarantee you, if you ask Don Sterling, are you racist, he would tell you absolutely not. I guarantee you, he probably doesn't even think he's racist.
With racism, it's because of ignorance, so of course they don't think they are.
You want to hear what some celebrities had to say about this?
Sure.
How about Snoop Dogg? Snoop Dogg had something to say about this.
A message to the mother that owned the Clippers. It's redneck, white bread, chicken mother. You, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of
okay. All right.
So that was helpful.
That was Snoop Dogg.
How do you feel about that, Snoop Dogg?
That was Snoop Dogg. Lil Wayne,
This dedicated to my Donald Sterling. First of all, I'm going to sum it up for everybody that I believe feel this way. I'm going to sum it up for everybody on my side of the field, on my side of the gate. I think you know what I mean when I say that. You. That simple, that easy. If I was a Clipper fan, I wouldn't be one anymore. If I was a Clipper player, a current Clipper player, you wouldn't see me on the court anymore in that uniform. An apology wouldn't do for me. It wouldn't work for me.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, as a black dude, and your owner says that, it'd be hard to put that uniform on.
I guarantee it's hard.
It'd be hard. But yes, you have a job. Yes, you have a family, maybe. You have fun babies, whatever it is. Yeah. You got to make your money. You got to get paid. You can't even get drafted by another team if you go out there and you suck or if you don't play. You know?
Do you think that a lot of times... These guys they know there's racism in the league and stuff,
sure.
But it's just all behind the scenes. And they know about it and they tolerate it. But then once it becomes public and then they're called on the carpet, now I've got to stand up and do something. When it's easy, I mean, it's easy for you to tolerate things as long as my rent's getting paid, I'm getting my paycheck and stuff. But then when it becomes a public embarrassment, like the Clippers' wife, now suddenly she has to stand up. She's known about this mistress for years.
Oh, yeah.
But now that it's a public thing, well, now I got to stand up.
Which is like the Paula Deen people.
And it's like these players, you don't think they knew they were working for a guy that
I'm
maybe
sure
was
did.
A little racist. All the stuff about him kicking people out of apartments and not renting to them, that was in the news. They knew they were working for a racist.
Yeah.
But now that it's out in this big public way, well, now we've got to stand up and say something.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, now we're backed into a corner.
Even Obama had something to say.
They kind of speak for themselves. When ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk.
There you go.
Yeah.
They'll do it themselves.
I don't know. I would like to talk to a racist.
An NBA owner.
Why do you want to talk?
What are you going to say to the racist?
I want to ask that question that I just posed. Like, does this validate you? Does this make you want to be more of a prejudiced person? Or does this make you...
I want to be more racist.
Or
I just wasn't quite prejudiced enough until now.
Or, I mean, I don't know. Or does this make you say, wow, that's stupid. Do I sound that stupid when I say some of the stuff that I say? Maybe I need to check myself.
I think most people who are racist just keep their mouths shut. They just keep their mouths shut. I think that's, you keep your, you know, you don't do any, I think the average racist person doesn't do anything harmful. They just have their thoughts and they keep them to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this man,
I guarantee you something though, the racist people are still watching NBA basketball.
Oh yeah.
Shouldn't even be allowed.
Shouldn't be allowed to watch basketball?
Your TV couldn't allow to watch black people.
If you're a racist, you shouldn't be allowed to watch.
You should not be allowed to watch black people.
No.
In February, just don't even leave the house in Black History Month. How about that? Just take February off your calendar.
How about don't leave the house ever?
I don't know.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
On Friday, we gave you four hot songs written by each one of us.
If we say so ourselves.
Right. Well, they're supposed to be hot hook songs. We all got a different beat or a instrumental. And we were supposed to write a song with a hot hook that could potentially be the hottest hook of the summer.
Maybe.
It could be. It could be. It might not be. But I think we got four decent ones that can make a run at it.
Okay.
Let's take a little listen to what we have. Here's Big Al Mack's song, Quit Biting My Flip-Flops.
Quit biting my flip-flop. 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 Flip on my flip flop. Everyone thinks that you're so cute. You ate the soles right out of my shoes.
I love it.
I love Al's.
That was good, Al.
Thank you.
This one was mine. It's called Dance Parentheses Like No One's Watching You.
Yeah, like no one's watching you. Dance, dance, like no one's watching you. Dance, 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 dance like no one's watching you. Dance, dance, like no one's watching you.
All right.
Like
this one is Jenna's hot summer hook.
Yeah,
I know what you're thinking. That's the same song. No, actually,
they're not the same song at all. And Kelly Raspberry let us know what she was going to do a week in advance. I got a fat mixtape.
Yeah. Genesis 1. Can't get none. Ain't no fun. But she got a fat mixtape. The gal drinks shots. Eats tater tots. Better do squats. And get a fat mixtape. Drinking protein. Jesse, get lean. Put your shirt on. And get a fat mixtape. Put your shirt on. JC, seriously, dude.
Put your shirt on.
My shirt's always on.
Oh, whatever.
Until I get home, then it goes off.
That's a side
note. JC, I think you've got a little standard shirt. Well, let me take it off.
No, I do not.
Side note.
Hey, JC, can you turn down the air conditioner? No, I'll just take my shirt off.
When we did our little photo shoot, we took some pictures last week, so we had to change shirts. So we're in this big, huge warehouse, and JC takes his shirt off. Like, I take my shirt off and put my other shirt on in about 10 seconds.
You can go around this wall to change clothes.
Jenna was changing.
JC takes his shirt off, and of course, he doesn't have a T-shirt on under it. And he's just kind of walking around, sauntering.
I stood there while she was putting an hour later,
he puts his shirt on.
Oh, please.
I love how opposed Kelly was to this challenge. Like, I'm not doing this.
Hey, if I'm going to do it.
And then not only did she do it, she went and made the most ridiculous music video to go along with it.
Right?
Yeah. You went and did a video with Linda Septien and her people, her producers.
Yes. They had like a mix master from New York City.
You had a mix master?
Yeah.
Yes, mix master.
Now, did they ask you to come, Kelly, or did you go after them? They went after you.
Details.
They went after you. The songs are up at KidNation.com if you want to listen to all the songs in their entirety.
Okay.
We have some Facebook comments and Twitter comments.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag Hot Hook, by the way, which was trending worldwide.
That's number three, I think. I don't know if it got any higher when I wasn't checking constantly.
Well, in the U.S., it got to number three. I don't know about worldwide. Amy Swain said, Big Al's song had me crying. I was laughing so hard.
Nice.
And Mallory Ray, that's too many names. Can't stop singing Kelly's fat mixtape. That video was awesome. Go, Kelly. You have my vote for sure.
Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Gilbert Fritz, I laughed so hard at Big Al's, I thought I was going to wreck my car. Glad that didn't happen.
Don't do that.
Jasmine Levon, Big Al's is a definite ringtone. JC's beat is club ready.
Wow.
Club ready.
That's what Jamie Crawford said. She said, Hi, JC. Loved your song. Coming from a former club DJ producer, I would have played it for show.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And Constance Knight wrote, I love Jenna's because I'm pregnant, and that's how I'm going to feel this summer.
Oh. Steven Messmer. I just love how everyone on the show was like, oh, Kelly's already done. She's just going to phone this one in. And she's the one that comes in using a different studio and a music video. A way to show everyone else up, Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly, way to go.
Way to go, Kelly.
Goody, goody.
Thank you.
See, Kelly, that's how Kelly does. She gets that extra credit. She's that little kid in school.
Yeah.
Never
miss class, overachiever.
Yeah, if the essay needs to be one paragraph, she's going to write like three paragraphs.
Mm-hmm. We're sitting here battling for Rob Chickering to produce our song. Kelly's got a professional from New York.
Yeah.
Well, you were able to vote all weekend.
Hey, Mikey!
So, did you guys get a lot of response on your social media?
Yeah, everybody was very positive. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm thinking Al's going to win.
You think?
It was funny. It was clever. I thought yours was really good.
It was based on a true story.
I'm not saying that everybody's wasn't great, but
right.
yours sold me.
Funny, yeah.
He had the biggest reaction. But did it translate in the results of voting online?
Okay, right. Mike.
The results are in.
Come on, Mike.
Coming in last place with 2.96% of the vote.
Never say last. Just say fourth.
Third runner-up.
But yeah,
there you go.
That's fine, Jenna.
Third runner-up.
Sure, I'm sure.
Is Jenna.
Thank you.
There you go.
What was that percent again?
Hey, you're third.
No, 2.96. I'm accustomed to losing.
You're third,
it's okay.
Girl. All good. Third runner-up.
Coming in and second runner-up.
Look, Al's getting all cocky right now.
I'm not getting cocky.
He knows he's got a good chance.
You're getting so
cocky.
I'm
glad to not be last.
Thank you.
Second runner-up received 24.63% of the vote.
Wow. Not bad.
Surprise to everyone.
Me.
And third place is Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kelly.
I'm not surprised by that.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
But Kelly, you always win.
I know.
Yeah,
but you
do.
Know what? I'm just happy not to lose. That's me too, Al. As long as I'm not in last place, I'm really happy.
So I'm either first or second.
Al won this.
All right.
I know.
It all comes down to Big Al and JC. Did you guys use the power of your social media to direct your fans?
Kind of forgot about it.
To the website.
I was drinking by 2 o'clock.
My bad. My bad, social media friends. I forgot.
I did not. My social media friends are theirs.
My bad.
in first runner-up position.
First runner-up.
What's that AKA mean? Second place.
Okay, thank you. Just make it obvious.
With 34.64% of the vote.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Second place goes to Big Al!
Wow.
Which means JC won with 37.76%.
Dang, I was wrong.
Wow.
3% difference.
He's feigning shock.
Wow. I am shocked.
Congratulations.
You got the Mexican factor going.
Where's my El Sonidito song?
I think we all left here Friday thinking
it's
going to be between Al and Kelly.
Yeah.
Hers was the better produced one. His was funny. It's like, what were people going to vote for?
Thanks, Mike.
I mean, yours is catchy.
Yours wasn't funny. You took it serious.
Yeah. Yours was like a legit song. Maybe that's why people were voting.
I will say this. From what I could see and hear, JC worked the... Well, I'm not going to say he worked the hardest. He was the loudest.
That's true.
He was back there in the other room. And
I knew Al was going with the funny one, so I'm like, man, Al, I knew you were going to have
probably,
the funny.
Oh, yeah. If it's a matter of how much work did you put into it, then the right person won.
I think he's the only one who needed a lozenge when he was finished.
Yeah, my voice was gone for a while.
So we got a lot of stuff going on. Linda Sepien's going to come in here in just a second because we have a big announcement. But first... the organizers of the 8th annual Sue Ellen's Music Festival heard all of the songs, were blown away by you guys and your performances, and they were so nice enough to invite all four of you to perform your song on stage at the 8th annual Sue Ellen's Music Festival this Sunday. If you don't know much about it, it's a family, pet-friendly event. Shannon is actually hosting and DJing the event. Thousands of fans are going to be there.
Oh, Shannon could play it on her turntables.
They're also big sponsors of Kids Kids.
Okay.
And all you have to do is show up, just do your song. We're going to provide the instrumental, and they would like to invite you guys to do it this Sunday.
Huh. Wait, what? See you there.
I think the winner should...
I got a wedding.
Yeah, they don't want third place.
Yeah, wedding?
Yeah.
They don't want third place.
They actually invited everyone. They would like all four of you, because I think Shannon has four different breaks during her day. Yeah. During her sets.
No, I have
way
six,
to ask this on
so.
The air.
Okay, well, I'm hosting a charity event tomorrow night, and everyone is coming to that, right?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know about it.
This is Cinco de Mayo weekend. I've got to celebrate the Battle of Pueblo.
It's actually,
The what?
The Battle of Pueblo? Pueblo? Pueblo?
Pueblo?
Is it Pueblo?
Puebla.
Puebla?
Puebla.
Yeah. I got Sir Mix-a-Lot coming in.
Yeah. You busy?
I'm going to be honest. I'd love to, but I can't.
I'd love to, right?
No, you'd love to.
It's my mom's birthday. I'd love to, but I can't.
I'd love to, but I don't want to.
Your attention, please.
I got to check my schedule.
Yeah, we're going to check our schedules and get back to you on that.
Oh, Linda Sepien is in the house.
Yay!
Hi, Linda Sepien.
You can pull that microphone
She had a little cameo on my Got a Fat mixtape.
I did.
Yeah. I was slightly hurt that you helped Kelly out so hard.
You didn't help me.
Well, she'd already been there, done that with you. She knew you didn't need any more help.
I tried.
Hey.
What is that called?
You won. So that,
you didn't need the help.
Right. No, you didn't
Shocking.
Need me.
Maybe it was from your help in the past.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that was it.
Linda, that's how I learned how to scream.
Tell everyone who Linda is.
Linda Sepien. That's not her, but.
But she's responsible.
Yeah. She coaches.
She made that voice right there.
Linda is a vocal coach to the stars.
Before they're stars.
Selena Gomez.
She makes stars.
Yeah, she makes the stars.
Mm-hmm.
She's had Selena Gomez come in, Demi Lovato, Jessica Simpson, Casey Musgraves.
Actually, she still works with them after they come through town. Who do they see for warm-up?
Yeah.
Linda. Linda, you actually, you go on tour with Demi, right?
On some of them, when she needs help, yes.
Yeah.
If her voice gets a little bit, I'm there.
Why don't you come in here? Would it be real expensive for you to come in here every day and just sit right by me? Because sometimes I need a little coaching, as far as talking.
For singing or?
No, talking.
You should hear Al's,
just talking.
Al's voice.
Not singing. See, don't even worry about that. I'm just trying to get the talking thing down.
Yeah, but do you have, problems talking, or you have problems?
All the time. I have no idea why.
He has problems thinking of things to say. It's thinking of things to say.
Yeah. Funny things.
Oh, things to say. Okay.
Funny stuff. Yeah, I need a funny stuff coach.
Yeah. Maybe she can just text you.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it depends, obviously, on the subject.
But how can you help him right now?
Right now. Okay, let's get back to what we're doing.
Yeah, let's get back. Hold on real quick. Break. Hit it, Shannon.
Well, you said, wait a second.
I know, but then I saw the time.
Okay.
Pay your bills. Now listen to this.
We'll get right back to Linda Sepien real quick and what we're doing with her. But first, we got to announce three names because we want to pay your bills.
All right.
With a potential to double one of them. If you're feeling like a gambler today.
Alrighty.
You can sign up at KidNation.com, by the way. We do it every day at this time, and we did it an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. Here's our three names for this hour. Heather Petit, Misty Holyfield, Levi Ray. Levi Ray, Misty Holyfield, Heather Petit. You have 10 minutes to call us back. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your attention. Back to Linda Sessian. We're doing something really cool with Linda.
Mm-hmm. Are we shooting music videos like Kelly did?
No, but that's gone. That's past.
That was great.
Well, maybe. But if your teen is the next Lord, maybe the next Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, or Selena Gomez,
mm-hmm.
we want to give them their big break.
Hmm.
So we've teamed up with Linda and the Septian Group, who has coached Demi Lovato mm-hmm. and Selena Gomez, still does, Jessica Simpson.
And Katie JC.
And me. And I just won the competition.
Yeah, right.
We're doing a nationwide call to audition kids between the ages of 13 and 17 who sing and write their own music.
Now, say this again in layman's terms, Linda. What are you looking for? What do you want to do here?
She's looking for a star.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking for someone that hasn't gotten their big break yet, that they mm-hmm. that they think they're just right on the verge of breaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking for that all-around talent, though. They have not just singing, but they have stage presence. They have...
They look good, sound good, the whole package.
And if they can have social media, then
that helps too.
We're in good shape.
And the writing.
But you also want them to be able to write their own music, too, because that's really important now.
We have to, well, we can help them with that. We mm-hmm. have plenty of songs. I mean, we've got tons of catalogs, but if they can write with what they want to project, what they do in their own feeling, and know who they are, that's the hardest part is to know.
And that's part of this, and that's part of this audition, because you're able to tell pretty quickly in watching someone, I'm sure, right, if the potential's there or not.
You can tell in about 10 minutes.
Okay, so what we're asking you to do for kids mm-hmm. 13 to 17, you're going to submit a 5-minute audition video through YouTube, okay?
Okay.
So the video needs to consist of a 2-minute piece of an original song. So maybe something you've been writing on, playing piano, playing guitar, singing. 2 minutes of an original song you're working on, and then 2 minutes of you covering a song from a popular artist, whatever you want, a pop song out there, or whatever kind of song you want to do. So 2 minutes of an original, 2 minutes of a song that we know. Yes, you can go to KidNation.com and get all the details and sign up there. But just
can this be
a YouTube video.
Can this be any genre of music?
Any genre.
It can be country. It could be rap. It could be singing. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, except for Broadway.
You could do the Broadway.
Okay.
Don't do the Broadway.
I'm just asking. All
okay. Right. And so then what does the winner get?
The winner's going to get some vocal coaching from Linda Septian and her group.
I was going to say, from who?
Image Consulting. Yeah, not from you, Al. Image Consulting, because you got to get them looking right, Linda?
You do. You got. I mean, it's a whole thing.
It's a presentation.
Whole package and branding.
Yeah.
It's branding.
You'll also mm-hmm. get some songwriting lessons.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it doesn't have to be a great... I mean, a lot of people are probably freaking out. Like, I love to sing. I have a great voice, but I don't know how to write my own music. So you're not looking for genius writers in the original pieces, just the seed of something.
The main thing is to give us something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've written before, if they've done anything that at least allows us to have something to work with, because we're going to work fast and furious to make them a huge break and star. Mm-hmm. We're going to work really quickly.
You've done it before, so Linda knows what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She'll also hook you up with some stage presence consulting, studio recording session to produce the next hit single, and pitch to record labels. That's the big one.
So the full process here.
Pitch to the record labels. She's got connections.
We don't.
We do.
People come to us all the time, and they say, hey, my kid can sing, or, you know, check out this CD. I'm like, that's awesome. I have no idea what to do with it. So this is really cool, though. I mean, because you're stepping up and giving people an avenue. To get their career started, possibly.
Yeah, but in the end, it's up to the fans. We can make the best. We have 300 artists, but in the end, the fans have to decide.
Yeah.
Is this, what we want to look at? Is this the kind of music I want? Is it in fashion? So we still have to brand that person enough that the world will accept it and buy it.
But this still could mm-hmm. be called a big break for somebody.
It's a huge break.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a huge break.
Yeah.
Linda Septian, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. And thank you for your help.
You were great.
Everybody at the studio was just so nice.
We were
sweating, man. We were doing that video.
I could tell. You guys were dancing hard.
No, you did. No, she danced hard, and we about wore out in the 5 minutes. Hey, how long do I have with this person?
You tell us.
Yeah, you tell us.
You're the coach.
You decide, yeah.
Because we have, like,
and I think we're going to put them in a whole boot camp through our summer camp. Okay. So we're just going to put them in a boot camp.
You get a week.
But if you
want, it's up to them after that.
I can do a week.
You do what you need. Okay. You make this. You know, we don't want to tell you, put restrictions on you. You do whatever you're
willing to offer.
Our winner will take what you have to give.
Okay, so I can have them for the summer?
Sure.
If they're up for it. Again, go to KidNation.com. Start working on these videos. 2 minutes of an original piece you've been working on, 2 minutes covering a song, and we're going to be taking submissions through the end of May, and then we're going to decide.
Yep. I'm telling you, you want to work with Linda Septian. She knows what she's doing.
What's the name of your company again?
Septian Entertainment Group.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Your bills.
Now listen to this.
We called out three names.
We did.
And one of those names called us back.
Really?
Her name is Heather Petit or Pettit. What is it?
Petit.
Petit. Oh, I had it read the first time.
Yes.
Heather, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, I am a single mom and I work for Baylor, so I'm heading to work right now.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor, nurse, office?
Office.
Sure. Office, okay.
Good deal.
That's all good. You need a little bit of money, Heather?
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a little bit? Well, let's find out what bills you sent in. Nick's about to read them off for us.
We have a car payment for $463.47.
All right.
Nice.
We've got a water bill, $100.
Ooh. Don't only get the water. How
water,
about that?
Yeah, there you go. That's the first one right there, Heather. Good job.
We have a phone bill for $108.
Uh-huh. All right.
And finally, the rent. $1,100.
All right.
Boom. There you go, Kelly Raspberry. There's your target.
Shannon, somehow I missed the sound effect for the water. What was that again?
Cannonball.
Okay, I missed that one. All right.
All right, here we go. Let's see if I can start off the week.
Come on, water. I'm going to cheer for water.
Why would you always cheer for water?
Water's $100.
I like the beach.
Yay.
No way.
What?
I pulled the house.
Yeah!
$1,100.
Yay!
That's so exciting.
It is so exciting.
I know. It doesn't give us a chance to play our new version where we would double a bill if you decided to risk it. I know, but I'm assuming you want to stick with the house payment, right?
Yes.
Or you could take a chance and maybe get their water bill paid.
Listen, even if I pulled her water bill at $100, she'd be getting $200.
Yeah.
The house is $1,100.
The car payment was $400, so it'd be about
I guess you're making the right decision.
You are making the right decision.
So you do want to stay, Heather?
I think so, yes.
Good job.
We don't want to answer for you.
Good job.
Well, that's a good start to your Monday morning on the way into work.
What are you going
to
do with an extra $1,000? What are you going to do with an extra grand?
Probably pay the rest of my bills.
The rest of them.
All right.
Fair enough.
You know what? We are practical people.
I want somebody to say, I'm going to go make it rain at the club. Can you go make it rain at the club there, Heather?
Probably not this week.
Maybe next weekend.
All right, baby. Thank you, Heather.
Hold on the line for us. Congratulations. You got $1,100. Wow. Kelly Raspberry on fire.
Thankfully. I mean, last week was an off week.
Bad slump, yeah.
This might be a sign of great things to come.
I get so happy when Kelly gets the house payment.
Me too.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Who's ready to have a good time?
Oh, no.
I did. I did the pun.
I had to redo it.
Everybody say hello to the band Heim.
Hi.
Hello, ladies and Dash.
And Dash. And don't forget
and Tommy.
Jeez, JC, you just look at the chicks.
Yeah, it's
well, I am a dude, so sorry, fellas. Alana,
yep.
Danielle, yep. And Este.
Este.
Este means east in Spanish. Did you know that?
Oh, ¿se habla español?
Sí, hablo español.
Sí, muy bien.
White girl.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, gracias.
Wow.
Todo está bien.
They're bilingual and everything.
Yeah, I know. Now, do two of you still live at home with your parents?
Oh, yeah. What up? What up, mom and dad?
So, Danielle, you have your own place.
Danielle bounced.
Now, did she move out on her own or did she get kicked out?
We had a survivor episode at my house and we all wrote down one name of who had to leave our house.
Yeah.
And it was Danielle's name.
Danielle. It is kind of interesting, though. If you did have a huge conflict with the band, you can kick one of you out of the band, but you can't be kicked out of the family.
No. I know. Unfortunately, I wish.
The house.
Just
the house.
If one of you were to be eliminated, who's the weakest link in the band?
I feel like just because I'm the baby, I'm like the scapegoat always. Yeah. Just get the baby out of there. No, we love each other.
Y'all just had made a big splash at Coachella, and I was just wondering, you're up there performing, were you looking at little drunk Jenner girls and Vanessa Hudgens running around? What was that scene?
Actually, I was completely mesmerized by this, like, 5-year-old little girl wearing really huge pink headphones. And she was on her dad's shoulders, literally freaking out to every song
we were playing.
I was just completely mesmerized. I like watched her the whole time. I was like, you're the cutest little kid I've ever seen in my life. At Bonnaroo, there was a little kid that had a sign that said SD Kiss Me or something, and he was like 8 years old.
Aww.
He was so cute. And
Lady
SD
killer.
Like without any warning just like jumped off stage, picked him up, and like he like,
and I brought him on stage,
he like danced on stage for one song. It was really
all you
cute.
Gotta do to make out with SD is just SD
make
kiss
a sign.
Me sign,
make a sign
and get younger.
Wow. Yeah.
8 years old,
and maybe be way more innocent. Yeah. Than the-
how'd you guys start? Was it, did one of you pick up an instrument when you were younger and started playing it and the others followed, or did your dad push you towards music?
No. My dad.
I have two
my
kids
dad
and
was
I
like,
"I kind of want to get them going."
You have two kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh one is God. 6 months.
Yeah, he's it's changed a lot.
Really
the last
out of here.
Take okay, this guitar.
Show picture time.
Oh, yeah. I will show you so
I
many.
Need
I want like
to see
I want
pictures.
iPhone photos for days.
I got pictures. I got videos of him singing already.
You're just being nice.
Yeah, she's got baby fever.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say your kid is a genius.
Yeah,
your kid already knows how to sing.
The 6-month-old doesn't do anything.
Oh, but that's so
that's
cute.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Chill.
She had no interest in seeing my pug photo.
No, this is the thing. I was terrified. I had like an actual dog phobia until about a year ago when my best friend, Gabrielle Iocomides, shout out, got sick and tired of me crying when I saw dogs because I was so terrified.
You really would cry.
I would start crying.
Would cry.
It was like a Maury episode. Like people are scared of peaches
I'm
and
sure
they start crying.
Your sisters were nice and never brought dogs around to make you cry.
No, they do. Don't understand. Like, no. I've always wanted a dog. Like, my life has not been complete. There's like one baby puzzle piece in my heart that's just been missing, and it's a dog, and I couldn't get one
because
Esty was
scared.
So scared.
My parents were like, well, Lons, I'm sorry. Like, Esty is...
My childhood is ruined.
Like, shuddering in a corner. Like,
did you see a scary movie or get bitten?
I got bitten when I was little by a Dalmatian named Legend.
Dalmatians are so mean.
They're so mean.
He was named Legend, though.
He was
a legend.
How'd she get you over it?
So then I went to a Christmas party, and lo and behold, there's a dog at the Christmas party. Mm. And I start crying. And Gabby goes, I'm sick of this. She sits me down on a chair, takes the dog, puts it in my lap. Mm. And I start again bawling and crying and yelling at her and saying we're not friends anymore. And literally she just, I was like in a room with this dog on my lap sitting there for an hour crying. And then after the hour, I was like, this actually isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lick you and stuff.
Some puppy
I was like,
love
this
right
dog
there.
Isn't going to bite me. This makes complete sense. And after that, I'm like chilling. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm cool with dogs. You can be my dog.
Yeah, dogs are like men, but not as messy.
About that.
Mm. Now, is there a song on the album that your fear of dogs influenced?
I'm scared of dogs.
No dogs.
Oh, wow.
No chance.
Yeah.
Broke out some Atomic
Dog. No, doggy dog, doggy dog. No, doggy dog, doggy dog.
Is Snoop your favorite rapper of all time?
Yeah, West Coast. Come on.
You guys grew up in L.A.
Yeah, L.A. for life.
You guys have a secret handshake?
Yeah, I've got so many.
Call it Heim 5.
I've
actually never heard that one. That's a new one.
That's a good one, right?
That is a good one. You are pun believable.
Did that come up off of the top of the dome? Was that just rapid fire? Or were you before this, like writing down all the Heim puns you could think of and
I
you just have
puns.
Like a baby list?
I love puns.
Oh,
I had a blog in high school called Punning with the Devil.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's your favorite? What's one of your favorite, most memorable puns?
Okay, just off the top of my head, what do tired munchkins do?
What?
They take napkins.
All right. Well,
did we just become best friends?
No,
I think so.
I hope we just witnessed that.
I also love Step Brothers, so I'm all about that too. You can't really stop me. It's not really possible.
Who was it talking about? Kesha saying it was like a scene out of Step Brothers. You guys were somewhere watching.
Oh, my God. Well, Kesha and I have been best friends for like 10
Chaka
years.
Chaka Khan, is that what it was?
Chaka Khan.
Is that
Chaka
where you
Khan?
Met? Yeah.
Yeah, at a Chaka Khan concert. That's what happened. We met at a Chaka Khan concert, and we were like the only two people like freaking out in the audience. First of all, that's a problem.
Right.
Right.
And we saw each other through the crowd, both freaking out to Ain't Nobody. Mm. And we were like, okay, you can stay.
Dude, just become best friends.
I want to hang out with Haim more than you guys.
Okay, before
they like
Haim,
my pun.
Before we lose Haim, will you guys play for us?
Yes. Sure.
It's a song called Forever.
Oh, the single.
Oh, yes, it's the single.
You're going to not
be
the
single.
I have a 7-year-old. We watch the Disney Channel.
I watch the Disney Channel, too.
You know, that's what my musical tastes are right at
a lot of Frozen going on right now.
Oh, my God. Frozen.
Let it go.
I watched that on
If I hear it one more time, I'm going to hit my kid. Tears.
It's good, isn't it?
So good. Well, it's about sisters.
Love Olaf.
Why wouldn't I love that movie?
Is that the little
snowman?
Olaf? He's the best part.
He's the best.
He's the best part.
You guys love animated movies.
Yeah. I'm all about it. Movies. I'm like the biggest Pixar fan. I cry.
Oh, my God. Toy
Pixar
Story 3.
Oh,
so good.
I still can't watch it.
Where they almost went into
apart.
The furnace.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me with that?
That's terrifying.
Are you
imagine
kidding me
with
that?
A child hysterical on the
oh
front
my God.
Row. It was awful.
Imagine. I was watching it in the movie theater being like, what is... I was like, are they doing this to me right now?
It was
like,
that's how Toy Story's
they're holding hands. Toys holding hands.
Awful.
Just like, what? What is this?
I still can't watch it.
I can't.
The Claw.
The Claw. You have been chosen.
You have been chosen.
Okay, I literally just
love
my
love you guys.
Nerdiest.
Like the first opening scene to Up. I mean,
oh
come
my God, the first
on.
Time
oh.
to Up.
Come on.
Come on with
you
that.
You can't
Pixar.
Make me cry in the first 5 minutes of a
first
movie that's
five,
messed up.
You know, for Halloween 3 years ago, me, Dion, Alana were the cast of Up.
Oh yeah,
I was
were
the
you?
House. I had 50 balloons attached to me.
She made a house out of
made a house.
Out of box.
I got to be the old man.
Oh, Danielle. I was the little boy,
and Alana was the little boy, the little boy scout.
Well, she kind of.
We've got pictures.
Oh well, no, I'm just.
Thanks. That's so many pictures.
Ow. Well, we're out of time.
Are you saying I look
like
a boy?
You want to curse at Aldrin forever.
We're out of time for Haim.
Are you saying
so?
That I look like a boy? Is that what you're going to say? You're like, well, you kind of look like, oh, actually, never mind. I'm not going to finish that sentence.
No.
Al's a master of backhanded compliments.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I mean, a really good-looking boy.
See, you can't
I'll
say that.
It. I'll take it.
I'll take
I kind of like
I'll
it. I like it.
Gosh, Al.
All right, give us Forever.
Here we go.
I was hoping we'd be friends.
We're biffles.
Hey, I remember me. I remember love. Remember trying to stay together. I took it up. Tried to see, and you tried to bring yourself up, but that ain't loving me. It isn't bad to have your way, to try to get up a gut one, and I get you see. It isn't bad to have your way, but I'm trying to get your attention. I need you to know that. Hey, hey, can't you make the scene? I know we can wait. To make it right, but together it's so ending so I'm tired of fighting the good fight. If you sink the bed, then I'll say goodbye. Forever I see you and me. Forever I'll travel you and I. No one ever believed in their inside. It's just another good reason to get around. I don't wanna turn around. So come on, baby, come on and shout. Let it out, let it go. We're still the same. So come on, baby, drink of the sun. Let's figure it out. Let's get back to where we started out. Hey, hey, can't you make the sun? I know we can't wait the one to play the game. Now I know I'm never gonna go your way. If you go, I never know. I know forever it's you to make it right. But together it's all the end of the circle. I'm tired of fighting the good fight. If you see the world,
I want to learn how to play play sticks. That's so great.
Thanks so much, girl.
Give it up for Haim.
And Dash.
And Tommy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You want to know how to wreck your weekend from the beginning? Attempt an eating world record. That is how you can wreck your weekend without it even starting.
So how'd it go, man?
You were there, Al.
I mean the residual effect. You know,
I will say this. I attempted a world record on Friday. My first, it was official.
Yeah.
We had a Guinness
adjudicator. Yeah.
Adjudicator.
Official with like the coat, the blazer, and everything.
Our TV show Dish Nation paid for this guy to come out for me to attempt the world record.
Mm-hmm.
Money was spent on plane tickets, on his services. On the pudding,
but
a lot.
Yeah, how much that pudding set them back?
A lot of pudding.
A lot of pudding.
I will say this though, JC, before you give Dish Nation too much praise,
yeah,
the confidence they had in you, they had the certificate made up for the winner. It didn't have your name on it. They weren't very confident that you were going to
win. Well, because she has broken other records before.
Right.
Even if JC.
Yeah.
Even if he did or didn't, we're not saying at this point, break the record. Within 3 minutes, she would have broken it again.
Right.
So ultimately, she was going to have it, right?
Right. I mean, the record was not that much.
Yeah.
Well,
the record was...
On paper, it didn't look like it.
Out of all the records...
The record of 2 pounds, 15 ounces of pudding was the record in 3 minutes.
Yeah. It's not that much.
Yeah, not that much.
I mean, out of all the world records they could have handed me, that's...
Right.
That's a slam dunk.
You could do it, yeah.
They probably had to thumb through the book and say, oh, here's one. He might be able to do this.
And you think it would have been easier because the rules said you had to use a spoon. The bowl could not leave the table.
Right.
You think you would have done better if you could have picked up the bowl and drank it?
Because
it'd be almost like funneling, you know, or...
Maybe.
I think that would have made it a lot easier.
Do we have a recap?
We have a recap.
All right.
Oh, all I had to do was eat 3 to 4 pounds of pudding in 3 minutes.
The current record as of today is 2 pounds and 15 ounces.
So he just needs to eat 3 pounds and the record is broken.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
Go, JC, go, JC, go. Go, JC, go, JC, go.
And he's done.
Swallow.
Oh.
10 seconds.
Hello.
Calm down and swallow.
Swallow it. Come on.
You gotta spit out, but you don't swallow. So swallow it, dude. Swallow it.
Come on, you swallow. You're close.
Swallow.
Hey, time's up.
Time. You gotta spit that out.
In my defense, swallowing is a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be.
JC was bouncing around. You swallowed twice in 3 minutes. I feel like
I don't know, Jenna. I feel like I swallowed once. I got that first spoon full in my mouth.
You're using like the oversized cartoon spoon. You know, you're using like a ladle.
That's what I was told to use. They said get as much as you can in your mouth.
But you could
and
tell,
swallow.
You could tell the girl. What was her name? Molly. No. Whatever.
Molly.
The girl. You could tell that she was experienced
and
because
the girl
she had a system.
To...
We're not there yet, Al.
Yeah.
We haven't introduced Molly to the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we will.
All right.
I was told to just shove it in my mouth and just keep swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds simple.
Yeah.
Until you get that first spoonful of pudding in your mouth and it just feels like concrete in there. I honestly could not open my throat to get the pudding down. I just couldn't. I was trying.
I would assume the pudding, since it's the viscosity of it. Yeah, it's different. It's more like bonging a beer and the ability to chug beer quickly than it is an eating
opening
challenge.
Your throat. I guess
you had performance anxiety, my friend.
Because I feel like when I was sitting at home practicing the night before, the pudding was going down like a champion.
So you practiced?
Oh, yeah. I had 4 packages of pudding the night before just to see what it was like.
4 packages.
4 packages of pudding.
Here are my results after 3 minutes of stuffing my face with pudding.
Okay.
All right, JC.
Yeah.
The record today.
Uh-huh.
2 pounds, 15 ounces.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Today.
Yeah.
The amount of pudding you ate.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1.7 pounds. Valiant efforts.
You want to do your math over?
Obviously, I did all right.
Well, I mean, that's a lot.
1 pound, 7 ounces is pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's half. It's half of what you...
That's a pound.
...would have to do to have broken the record.
That's not bad. Then, Kelly brought in the ringer.
Yeah.
We kind of figured you wouldn't do it. Sorry, dude, but I think we found somebody who can.
Who?
You heard of Molly Schuyler? Her video's gone viral of her eating that steak.
The steak girl.
The steak girl is here. Molly, come on in. She's going to show you how it's done.
My side.
Yeah, she was actually watching you make your attempt at the pudding.
Yeah,
don't do anything he did.
That's way more than 3 pounds of pudding.
Like, I knew this girl.
Yeah, because what did she do? 72 ounces of steak?
Steak, yeah.
72
she
ounces.
She wanted to have a vast quantity of pudding. She knew she wasn't going to. It was about 20 pounds she had. She said, because I don't want to take time to have to scrape the bowl. I mean, she wanted every second.
It's science, man.
You know, breathing wasn't an option for her when she was scooping it in.
She is a champion.
Mm. She just shoveled and shoveled with no pause for breath.
Mm. You got to watch her eat the steak video. The steak video is incredible. She said she wouldn't even chew the steak. She just swallowed it.
But, and this girl, she weighs about, I'd say, 110 pounds.
At the most.
Do we have audio of her burp?
we'll get to that video.
Ow, I couldn't believe it.
Here you go.
Okay.
This is... Ooh, okay. And what?
That was it. That was it right there.
It was louder in person now.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Molly,
was that a burp?
That was like a horse.
Yeah.
It was like... Because standing right next to her, it was like...
At the 1 minute and 30 second mark, it was like halfway through, she just decided that's when she was going to burp.
She stood upright.
And then went right back into it. Here's Molly giving it her all to break this Guinness World Record.
Go, Molly. Go, Molly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
JC.
JC.
Wow. If you would have watched her go first, maybe you would have had a shot.
Yeah.
Is she breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing.
Because I don't think you can breathe while swallowing.
Remind me to never take her to dinner.
You can't see. More than half this bowl looks like it's gone. But what's going to happen after?
Oh. Don't pat her on the back when she's done. Lock them up.
Yeah, don't
that's fine.
That was cool. I'm not going to touch it because I'm afraid you'll throw it up. I want to slow it down.
We're fine.
She was burping and burping.
Did you see her belly?
Yeah, it went up.
So distended.
Really?
Why is it?
Because guess how many ounces, let's just translate it into pounds of pudding that she ate.
Yeah. Did she break the world record?
The Guinness World Records record for the most pudding eaten in 3 minutes today was 2 pounds, 15 ounces. I can confirm that you followed all the rules and this was a valid attempt. And with a weight of exactly 12 pounds, you set a new Guinness World Records record.
12 pounds of pudding this woman ate.
12 pounds.
Holy smokes. She ate a baby and a half.
She looked 6 months pregnant by the time she was done with it.
Oh, my gosh. 12 pounds.
And she had to hold it down for 30 seconds.
Yes.
That was part of the rules. And then afterwards, I figured she was going to go straight to the bathroom, and she didn't. She just let it digest.
I did.
I couldn't believe it.
I went straight to the bathroom.
She had had 15 donuts for breakfast.
I guess she was stretching her stomach out. I don't know.
I got beat by
I was science. So amazed. I was so
shocked.
Shocked, yes. I can't even think of adjectives. I was standing right next to her. It was
crazy.
It was nuts. Crazy.
How do you know? I can't swallow that.
I wish I could. Oh,
she was swallowing as she was stuffed. It was like
I don't think she was swallowing. I think it was just going down her throat.
She just learned how to. I think you just learned how to relax your throat. And just, I don't know.
Save all that.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.